Good morning, brothers. We are going to sing a new song for entrance. For Holy Communion, we are going to sing The Cry of the Poor. The last one, Lady Mary.
Please you by our resolve and our deeds. through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. When Athalia, the mother of Ahaziah, learned that her sons were dead, she roughly hid away with all truth, a brutal thought. But Jehoshaphat, daughter of King Jehoram, and sister of Ahaziah, secretly took away Jehoshaphat, her brother's son, from among the sons of kings who were in one dread, and put him with his nose in sleep water. In his way, she hid him from Athalia, and he were not good to death. He stayed with her for 6 years, hid them in the temple of the Lord, while Athalia governed the country. In the 7 years, Jehoshaphat sent for a commander of the 100, of the Chaldeans, and of the ground, and has them brought to him in the temple of the Lord. He makes a pact with them and puts them under oath, so that the kingdom, the commander of the 100, did everything as Jehoshaphat, the priest, has ordered. They brought their men to come in a meeting on the Sabbath together with the mountain crowd on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoshaphat's priest Achish, the commander of Hanwell, with King David's priest, and Cyrus were in the symbol of the Lord. Was from the first man with the head weapon in his hand, from the south corner to the north corner of the temple, surrounding the altar and the temple. Then Jehoshaphat brought out the kingdom, put the crown and armlets on him, and anointed his king. They clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" Athalia, on hearing the shout of the people, made the temple of the Lord where the people were. When the soul king standing there beside the pillar as a custom work, with the captain and trumpeter as his sign, and all the country people rejoicing and serving trumpet, Athalia turned the government and shouted, "Treason, treason!" Then Jehoshaphat priest gives the order to army officer, "Take her outside the prison and put to death anyone who follows her, for priest has risen, she must not be put to death in the temple of the Lord." This race raised her, and when she had preaching, parents told the entry of Paul, she worked for death there. Jehoshaphat made a covenant between the Lord of King and the people, by which the latter undertook to be the people of the Lord, and also to King and people, also clergy people. Then one to the temple of Baal and then molested his altar and his and few Matan priest of Baal in from the altar priest was chanting to grasp the temple of the Lord. On the country people were delighted, and city made no move, and they put Athaliah to death in the royal palace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord had chosen Zion for his dwelling.
The Lord has chosen Zion for his dwelling.
The Lord was all to David. He will not go back on his word. A son truth of your body will I set upon your throne.
The Lord has chosen Zion for his dwelling.
If they keep the covenant in truth and my law, thus I have told them, your son also shall rule on your throne from age to age.
The Lord has chosen Zion for his dwelling.
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he will the same is for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live.
The Lord has
chosen Zion for his dwelling. Your stalk of darkness will flower. I will prepare a crown for my anointing. I will cover it in my enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine.
Your treasure is there, your heart will be also. The gospel today, there are some difficult deep words. For example, treasure, moth, rust. Treasures means something very valuable, rich. Money is one of the treasures. Gold ring or necklace or earring, that one of the treasure. Diamond, kim cương, silver, bạc, gold, vàng, that one of the treasures on earth. So for the rich people, they have plenty of mountain of money. So one of the famous not his slogan, but a talk of Hoàng Lê Minh Vũ. What do you do when you have treasure, when you have money? Có tìm nhiều để làm gì? Có tìm nhiều để làm gì? If you have plenty of money, and then your family was broken down, is separated or divorced, what is money for? Nếu mà có tiền nhiều mà không, gia đình không mang lại hạnh phúc mà đổ vỡ rồi ly thân ly dị chia ly, có tiền nhiều để làm gì? In that sense, money is almost the opposite sign. So money is the treasure on the earth. And now Jesus invites us to have store up. Store means a room where you put money or golden, silver, diamond in the store. You can ask them where is the store in our community. Treasure is treasurer, quản lý. Treasurer is quản lý. Or bursa, kho. So we have food in the store. Or you can ask him, bookstore. See, bookstore. That bookshop over there is one of bookstore. So we have to store up on heaven, in heaven. So how can? Last Sunday, we celebrated the Feast of Trinity. Trinity is one God and three persons. There is how many God? One God. How many persons? Three persons. And in Latin, person noun. In Greek, prosopon, that three person mean three position. The first position is the Father. The second position is the Son. And the third is the Holy Spirit. So one God, and three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And St. Augustine explained this. He said, Father loves the world, and Father loves us. And Jesus is the beloved Son. Jesus is the beloved Son. And Holy Spirit is love. So, Father love, Jesus is beloved, and Holy Spirit is love. So three, but are united in one in love. So for you, five of you are preparing to have exam for Boston, and recently I gave you a topic to write in Vietnamese literature, and one of the topics is that Pope Francis, in his cyclical Fratelli Tutti, he said the nature of human is opened for the relationship. Remember that? The nature of human being is open for relationship. So, in that topic, it is good for you if you go back and you go come back to the original relationship between the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, but not closed and then open for the people. So God, in His love, He opened for people and for the community. And then from God's love, we are open for each other in relationship. And from that love, that relationship will be strong, firm, and solidarity. And so you come with God, have relationship with Adam and Eve. And then when that relationship was broken, then God come again. And then when Cain and Abel has relationship was broken, and God come again to heal that relationship and bring up together. So if you bring that boy, that should be good. And then you can talk more about what caused the breakup relationship. And then you can mention how can, if in our relationship was broken down, how can we can make it better. And Jesus gives us the guidelines. If your eyes like a lamp, and if you have good eyesight, and you have good personal insight, and if you have bad eyesight, and your inner is not good enough. It's very much theology. And now, come back to our real life. So in real life, we need love, we need support, we need care, we need share together. So last night, we celebrate the birthday of Nguyen, Nguyen's birthday, and after dinner, after night prayer, you went there for a good, cool sugar cane, look here, that's sugar cane, and you cheer together, you sing happy birthday to Nguyen. That is one of good support and care and share brotherhood love and joy together. That is good eyesight together in our community. So God, we thank Jesus who come to bring on the joy, peace, and good relationship among us. And if we have something inside was broken and wounded, we ask Jesus' love to heal our hearts and our soul. And we ask our Mother God and Mother of Love, come to be with us and to care for us in our life. Thank you. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, the work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed you are forever.
By the mystery of this work, blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, through the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, might we be accepted by you, Lord, and might our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, for my iniquity, and free me from my sin. Brothers, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
My prayer, Lord, that sacrifice and prayers for the praise and glory of His name, for our good and the good of all His holy Church.
O God, who in the offerings presented here provide for the twofold needs of human nature, nourishing us with food and renewing us with your sacrament, grant we pray that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just,
our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father, most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Joseph our Archbishop and all the clergy. Remember your servant Peter and Anna, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that they who were united with your Son in the death by his, may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. We welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and from my divine teaching, we get to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of our Lord forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer this other the sign of peace. Let us pray. At this reception of your Holy Communion, O Lord, foreshadows the union of the faithful in you. So may it bring about unity in your church through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Man is ended, go in peace.